WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Senate Republicans filibustering today and sinking a bipartisan border and foreign aid bill. Now the Biden administration is warning that money for immigration law enforcement will run out if Congress doesn't pass a border bill soon. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
ICE would be forced to reduce its removal operations, its total detention capacity, and more.
Jean-Pierre saying that House Speaker Johnson and congressional Republicans should be held accountable. The latest ceasefire deal proposed by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar was rejected by the Israeli prime minister. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Israel says all sides should keep working.
As we're defining the path forward, including the pathway to a Palestinian state.
U.S. officials say the commander of an Iran-backed militia was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. They say he was among those responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in the region. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man convicted in the killing of his mother in Dodgeville was sentenced to life in prison on Tuesday. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, 52-year-old Eric Way will not be eligible for extended supervision. Way, a Glendale resident, and his son, Philip Schmidt Way, were convicted of the killing in December of 2023. Schmidt Way is set to learn his fate on March 5th during a sentencing hearing. A man has been charged after a woman fatally overdosed in the city of Mauston in December. According to Juneau County court records, 36-year-old Christopher Patel is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and delivering of drugs. The charge has the repeater modifier. According to the Mauston Police Department, officers responded to a home on East State Street on December 9th of 2023 to do a welfare check. When they arrived, they found the 43-year-old woman dead from an apparent overdose. Patel has been in custody since December 14th on a probation hold. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today as winds pump in high temperatures soaring to the low 50s. Records for today were 51 degrees set back in 1987. Can we beat it? Potentially. And don't forget, rain rolls in tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 42.
99.7
I just lose my nerve.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us after 5 p.m. on Wednesday night. We've got you all caught up in the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with Go West on Max FM.
Max FM.
Waiting there for you. dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
No more time, each tear that falls from
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Wednesday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $50 service certificate at Back Road Baraboo Motors for just $30. The certificate may be used on oil changes, tire rotations, and other service items. For more information about them and this deal, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Don Henley on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The 11th-ranked basketball Badgers take on last-place Michigan in Ann Arbor tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. While the Badgers have dropped two in a row, Michigan has lost five straight and 10 of their last 11. Tip time set for 6 p.m. on BTN. Search for a new president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers is underway and expected to take 6 to 9 months. The team announced today its succession plan and search committee members. Mark Murphy will turn 70 in July of 2025 when he'll be required to retire. In a post-race survey given to athletes at over 40 Ironman triathlons across the world in 2023, Ironman Wisconsin voted the third best race of all, winning a top five global Ironman Athletes Choice Award. Ironman Wisconsin also voted the number one Ironman race in North America for 2023 based on the overall event satisfaction. 49ers and Chiefs continue preparing for Sunday Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. They'll kick off at 5:30 on Sunday night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep Coach on Gaming Wisconsin Dallas text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music and win contest. Here is Heart on Max FM.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Whoa!
Here is next on Max FM.
Stop now. You done did it. Come on. Yeah. All right. Hold up.
Girl, I know you felt it, but boy, you know I can't help
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you on Wednesday night. A 30-second ad during Sunday Super Bowl will cost about $7 million, which is basically the same as last year, and advertisers think it's worth it. Companies continue to tease and in some cases outright spoil their Super Bowl ads, and here are the latest. Uber Eats already teased an ad with David and Victoria Beckham, who revealed that Jennifer Aniston will also be on it. Well, the ad's also available online already, and it includes David Schwimmer, Jelly Roll, and Mr. Halftime himself, Usher. Bud Light's got Peyton Manning, Post Malone, UFC's Dana White, and T-Rex. Dove's ad aims to keep girls in sports. Anthony Hopkins plays a mascot on Stock Cold Brew Coffee. And, you know, I'm probably going to watch the Super Bowl for the commercials and the football game this year because, you know what, I'm not even sure who I'm cheering for. Okay, I'm kidding. I want the 49ers to win because, you know, I'm hoping, you know, they got through the NFC, so that's who I'm cheering for. And, of course, we know Taylor Swift will be there. That's the plan. A lot of talk about how that's all going to happen because she's going to be performing and then she's got to fly right there. They're doing some things with airspace. Just crazy the amount of tension that that's causing for the Super Bowl. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Kool and the Gang on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise. Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nestled in the southwest corner of Minnesota is the beautiful community of Worthington. Worthington is surrounded by beautiful farm fields and is home to an 800-acre lake. Worthington has great fishing and is the county seat of Nobles County. Thousands of acres of public hunting are all around Worthington, Minnesota. So if you love the outdoors, if you love lakes, if you love hiking and biking, you're going to love Worthington, Minnesota. We've got all kinds of business opportunities and housing opportunities too. So come see us. Maybe stay with us because Worthington, Minnesota is worth a look.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, low temperatures drop to the upper 30s. Showers around tomorrow, maybe some rumbles of thunder and staying breezy, highs all the way to the mid-50s. Cooler for Friday and the weekend as high temperatures drop back from the 40s to the 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 43.
99.7
a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Celebration.
We gon' celebrate and have a good time. It's time to come together. It's up to you. What's your pleasure? It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's alright, baby. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate. It's all right.
And more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready, but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway, in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, or for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the party, my sister stood. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
FM Dave hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Everything But the Girl on Max FM.
Some better place and I'm